When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the 1080.
I'm not trying to hurt. All right, we are off and running on a Gridiron Tuesday with a twist, baby. Nice to have you aboard with us. The DOC is in the house, and he's not the only one making a house call. Nope, we've got a special in-studio guest on the way. Freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy star at All Elite Wrestling is going to be in studio right after the 1:30 break. So we'll have a good with him as AEW comes to Washington, D.C. once again tomorrow night for their holiday bash. And we will talk to Orange Cassidy coming up again tomorrow night. If you want to go check that out, of course, at the Entertainment and Sports Arena.
You made my mother and my sisters.
I heard. That's so awesome.
They said, man, he is... He's an athletic freak. They love him. And I said, well, Mom, Keisha, I will. You thank the Rooster. Of course, you're the biggest fan. I tell him all the time, don't embarrass me by doing that fan thing with you.
No, I want to send a special shout out to them.
Yeah, but,
for being excited about the show and what you get to do. I wanted to go in with the genius.
No,
but well, we were told the reason why they were coming in studios because there was a Super Bowl champion in the house.
No. They thought it was Winbag Wednesday.
But it's the day
of their performance. Yeah. I can't believe threw off the chance to be with the what's his newest his
I don't know what's Linus.
No, he's a new he's a. Whatever his new title is.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that anymore.
But anyway.
It's all weird.
Anyway, do they know how close they were?
I don't know. Here's the deal. I've got the security officer downstairs in the lobby.
He's a good dude.
Threatening to drop a flying elbow off the top rope, a.k.a. the front desk.
You better be careful.
On Orange Cassidy, I said... Good luck with that, because he'll super punch you and get out of it and then pin your ass.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy will be in studio in about a half an hour's time from All Elite Wrestling as they are in town for their holiday bash tomorrow night at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. So we will talk to him. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that conversation. If you know anything about AEW and professional wrestling, he is really entertaining and very different is what I would describe him as. And obviously, we'll talk. Talk a little bit about that, but fun to watch in the ring. I was just watching a 10-man tag from Saturday night's AEW Collision show in St. Louis this morning, and Orange Cassidy was the star of that, and he was unbelievable, man. I can't wait to pick his brain about that if he entertains us about that. So anyway, that's coming up. DOC, Monday Night Football last night, we had the double version, which I absolutely abhor normally, and I did again last night, and that's because both of those games absolutely sucked. Sometimes it works out that because if you have two games and one's boring or a blowout, you can switch to the other game and at least you get a good game. Last night, it was like,
friends
really?
And family, man.
Oh, that's man.
It's friends and family Monday.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't even think about it. I mean, the moment that I knew that they didn't opt the Bears out, then I knew the fix was in.
Yeah.
You can't say it's special. and not throw get them out of primetime. So that's all I needed to know. But then you knew it all the way coming in. You can't predict who's going to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the number one quarterback's not available, it doesn't mean the game can't be tight. Look at our game.
Yeah.
Because once again, we took the bait. Backup quarterback, don't take the bait. It's human nature. You lose that fear factor. Mm-hmm. No more goosebump. Oh, we got this. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Not in the NFL. That's the beauty of it, aren't we? We should be happy.
Right.
That just because your starter's not playing,
yeah.
It's not garbage.
You're talking about, in this case, the
whole league.
I mean, obviously what happened with Washington on Sunday, but you're talking about basically the Raiders last night, who are on, you know, again, backup quarterback on top of backup quarterback, no Max Crosby. They lose 15-9 to the Falcons and Kirk Cousins, who might be the backup by the time the Falcons arrive here with Raheem Morris at 7-7. And that's probably why that's not happening. Mm-hmm. That game was dreadful. Special teams were awful. They were either awful, depending on which perspective you had.
Are you honestly telling me you watched it?
I did. While I was preparing for the show,
I
was preparing for Orange Cassidy,
there's no way you could say
I was
you just
flipping back and forth between the Capitals' stars.
There you go. That's where I was at.
Yeah, okay. Not a great performance by Washington,
not
but somewhat
though.
To be expected. No,
even
no.
From my,
I mean, Dallas is really
point.
Good, and Ottinger is terrific, yes. And he wasn't in the pipes when they faced each other earlier and whatnot. But flipping back and forth between those three things, the Falcons win over the Raiders 15-9. Mm-hmm. The Vikings pound Caleb Williams and the Bears 30-12. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand sometimes you don't have to have a – in order to have a good game, you don't always have to have a lot of points like the Bills and the Lions the other day, the Bills and the Rams last week, what have you. I understand you can have a good game and not
Niners.
Have a lot of points scored, right?
That Niner game was awesome.
Oh, against the Rams on Thursday night.
Awesome.
But I would say this. The Falcons, whose special teams have sucked all year. Mm-hmm. Young Hukou has stunk all year. Mm-hmm. They fumbled a couple of kickoffs 2 weeks ago that cost them a game and cost them to blow out, losing a blowout to Minnesota. That was a 21-21 game at the end of three quarters. The Falcons' special teams have stunk all year. And yet last night, somehow, some way, now they did miss a field goal. They did miss a field goal, but somehow, some way, they actually made the Raiders look even worse. They blocked two punts, a field goal attempt in the same game. They blocked two punts and a field goal attempt in the same game.
Mm-hmm. At least they won.
Yes.
We had a hell of a
And that's probably
a
why
that loss.
They won.
Yeah, well. Look, man, there's high end and there's low end, and they're still in the same marketplace. But again, you care a hell of a lot more about all of that than I did. I was still in recovery over the fact that we laid one stinker and won. So it happens all the way across the board.
Do you need to be revived or?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
The victory pushed me over, but I still keep it in my mind.
Mm.
The team that really resembles what this NFL season is all about, to me, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hmm. It's how the Commanders season started in Tampa.
I know,
Tampa.
But it's how, to me, you can talk about all the hot shots coming out, who's going to be number one, of course, seeing the Heisman and the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's these couple of these retreads who get in the right fit and settle it down and start becoming invaluable. And then I see where our guy, Five, he's really special. Because without Five, we'd have been slaughtered.
Yeah. Well, so when you have a good upcoming quarterback or a good quarterback, maybe he's not upcoming, and Kirk Cousins has generally been considered good, and this year Sam Darnold has been considered very
good.
For the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. It allows you to make mistakes, not play a crystal clean game. It allows you to be less than perfect, bumpy, all that stuff, and still win a game.
So you have a chance to win.
You know, and when you don't have that guy, It's not that you don't have any chance, but basically what happens is you come up looking like the Raiders and or, I guess the Bears, but that's a whole different story. But basically, Valiant, but short because you just don't have the guy, yeah. right? We all know this, that Desmond Ridder, who is playing for Aiden O'Connell, who is playing for Gardner Minshew, Desmond Ridder is not the guy, never is going to be the guy, wasn't the guy in Atlanta, what have you. And he's going against his former team last night, and they scored 9 points, and they're in it right until the end, right? They score a late touchdown to kind of make it closer, but it's not like they were ever dead in that game. But here's what happens when you don't have the guy like Jaden Daniels. You got to play perfect in other areas or close to perfect. And again, I started this with saying, my goodness, the Atlanta Falcons blocked 2 punts and blocked a field goal and had a safety. And yet barely won against a brutal team without their best player in Max Crosby at 2-12 in what could not be described as a home field advantage. I mean, the Raiders have a very little home field advantage.
Nor do the Rams.
In Allegiant Stadium.
Right.
Now, same got a beautiful for the Rams, exactly.
Place in a nice area with entertainment. That's reality.
Yeah. It doesn't that's fair.
Frown on you.
Yeah.
It's reality.
Yeah.
Because people are going to leave these temperatures and go out there and partay.
Yeah, well, especially Vegas. I mean, you know, it's like Vegas, New Orleans, Los Angeles, like you said, Hollywood. I mean, there are certain venues that are always going to be destination spots. I guess Phoenix might be another one, or Glendale, whatever. You know, the bottom line is, you don't win these games like the Raiders didn't win. And again, the Raiders are a two-win team. I got it. I'm not trying to say that they're the same as the Washington Commanders this year. They're not. But you don't win these games when you don't when you have less than mediocre at quarterback unless you're really, really, really good across the board. And they weren't really, really good across the board.
Yes, the game. Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but they were they were feisty and competitive and all that stuff. They gave a good effort. Antonio Pierce, I think, you know, a lot of people are talking about Antonio Pierce getting fired. I think sometimes he says a lot of stuff with bravado, which maybe can rub people the wrong way. Same kind of thing with Dan Campbell. But I think that team plays hard for Antonio Pierce. I don't think like the Bears are playing hard for Thomas Brown. It looks like they're going through the motions.
Raiders, Jets, Bears, when you crumble from the top, you can't fix it.
But you can sustain yourself by, like,
name one person, one group that has.
Like, for instance, the Saints and the Raiders, okay? Now, they don't win every game. The Saints are 3-2 under Darren Rizzi, their former special teams coordinator, now interim head coach. But they've been in every single one of those games with half of their offense missing, if not more. The Raiders are worse than the Saints. I'm not trying to suggest that they're the same. They're only a two-win. I understand that. But my point is if you were like if you're a Falcon, if you're Raheem Morris, if you're Kirk Cousins, you had to fight your ass off to not win a game, to survive last night. Same kind of thing for the Commanders, although again a different little context and every game is different. But my point being is these like there are some teams, the Bears, that look like they're going through the motions, kind of like what we saw to Washington under your guy Ron Rivera last year, when they were just kind of going through the motion. By the way, I chatted, had a nice reunion with Ron on Friday at the Army Navy game. He says hello. He passes on his best wishes.
Happy for him.
And loves Jaden Daniels. And that was, you know, one of the things
if you look
he
at
said
the Jets and the Bears.
Yeah, the Jets won in
and
Jacksonville.
The Raiders. But it's the ownership. It's like it was here. It wouldn't matter how it's putting perfume on a pig.
Yeah, but you know what? When you suck, I'd rather you give an effort. Like the Giants gave a pretty good effort against New Orleans a week ago and came up short. Understandable. Gave very little on Sunday and got demolished by not a world-class team, but a hungry team off of two losses and a bye in Baltimore. The Jets, they lost a heartbreaker late in regulation and then in overtime to the Miami Dolphins last week. Then had to go back to New York, come back to Northern Florida and beat, all right, the Jacksonville Jaguars suck, but they had to, you know, they had to play well enough. Aaron Rodgers threw for 340 yards or whatever it was to win that game. Some teams that stink, they stink because they're not fighting. They have no heart. They have no guts. That's the sense that I have from the Chicago Bears. I don't get that sense from the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't get that sense from the New Orleans Saints. And even the stupid Jets, I don't get that sense. I just don't. And the Jaguars, they won in Nashville a week ago on the road in a horrible game. And then they lost a close game, granted, at home to another bad team. You know, so, like, you can see it on a team like the Bears, the team that so many people, and I picked them to make the playoffs too. I got suckered too. So many people thought that team is going to be a juggernaut.
I picked them to win last week. That's my, and the last time I'll ever do it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have picked them. Yeah, you shouldn't have picked them this week, right?
No,
yeah,
I picked them last week against the Niners.
So did I. Well, I did too. Yeah, and I certainly had them to cover the four.
And I thought to myself, you keep buying into this deal. Caleb is a terrific athlete. He is super, super, super talented.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing happened at SC. It's not going to work because there's certain principles. He defies the principles in general with his superpowers. And it'll work, but not less than 50% of the time. There's not that much time. It's the NFL. It's not going to hold up. You can't protect him. Won't get
He's
got
to do a better job protecting himself,
well,
though.
That's my point. He's not going to get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
So, and like, look at the next group coming in. So, Shador, whoever they are, they're going to garbage teams.
Yeah. Bad offensive lines in general.
From the
lots
top
of injuries.
Down.
Yeah.
And if I were, if they were your kid, you'd almost hope they're not that good.
I will say this, though. You know, like, Jaden obviously got sacked 8 times the other day, and 6 of them were real sacks. A couple of them, he certainly held on to the ball too long.
He had the ball.
But I don't sense that it's an overwhelming thing that Jaden holds on to the ball too long. He does miss stuff. Caleb misses stuff, and he holds on to the damn ball too long.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. Like, I there's no doubt he's going to get better. Look at Bryce Young and how much better he's gotten in year two than year one. So the book is by far not written. I'm more talking about the Bears players. You know, you got Tyreek Stevenson, the same fool that was celebrating before the Hail Mary play and talking trash to the fans. Last night, he's running down to the end zone. He's celebrating. He's doing the skull thing, right? They lost yards on the play, on the interception. They lost yards.
No, he's, but
why? I mean, you want to talk about a guy who's a complete knucklehead.
He's not listening to anybody.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, they blamed Eberflus and Shane Waldron for everything in Chicago. Mm-hmm. At some point, the players got to take some of the blame. At some point, we in the media have to point the finger and say, you guys suck. Yes, it was a poorly constructed whatever. And yes, Matt Eberflus deserved to get fired, and maybe Waldron deserved to get fired. And yes, Ryan Poles, the GM, has done not a good enough job. And yes, everybody thought this was a super team. This is a team with no spine. With no guts, with no heart. Yes.
That's the
perfect
example.
If you put the talent that they have
here, you'd be threatening Philly.
You might be an 11-win team
already. Threatening Philly.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, we'll come on back. Orange Cassidy, again, from All Elite Wrestling, is going to stop by in studio just after the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. We're recapping and rewinding on the Monday night games. We'll obviously get into the Commanders win and where they go from here. We'll do all of that, plus a trending alert coming up in just a little bit, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I can live without ever being the AEW world champion. But see, what I can't live with is you as the AEW world champion. So I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm never going to stop until you are not the AEW world champion.
Oh, yeah, baby, you know that voice. If you know the stars of All Elite Wrestling, which you can watch normally on TBS Wednesday nights for Dynamite, Friday nights, Saturday nights for Collision, That's where our in-studio guest was in a 10-man tag, kicking ass and taking names on Saturday in St. Louis. And now Orange Cassidy, two-time AEW International Champion and a guy who is right in the thick of things and in a four-way for World's End in Orlando at the end of this month for the AEW Heavyweight Championship. And he's with us here in studio as AEW Dynamite comes for their holiday bash tomorrow night at the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C. Worldwide, of course, on TBS, AEWTix.com. That's AEWTix.com. Orange, thanks so much for hanging out with us. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you for doing all the hard work for me and just saying all the things I probably needed to say. So now we're good.
It's okay. It's all right.
No, you know, I'm actually happy about that.
Yeah. I'm not a good salesman in any way, shape or form, but I can sell a radio show or I can hype up a guest. I'm pretty good at that. Doc here won a Super Bowl and he just says what's on his mind and he does it. I go like off the top rope, you know? I got a security guard that wanted to drop a flying elbow on you on your way in here.
Yeah.
I mean, we got all sorts of things going on this crazy ass radio show.
I mean, it sounds like a good dynamic.
Yeah.
Right?
It really is. Well, I got my mom, Doris, and my sister Keisha who are just losing their mind right now because they told me if they weren't so far away, they'd be over here right now giving you a high five. They love your game.
I love to hear that. I love, you know, the biggest compliment I think I get, the biggest compliment I think is when people come to meet and greets or they're at shows and they say, you know, my sister, my mother, my significant other, you know, they didn't really like professional wrestling.
Right.
And they saw you and right. Now they're coming with me to the shows and we right. get to spend time to get together. Because I think that's the best, right? When you get to bring people together. So AEW is that place where you're going to have something for everybody on the show. There's going to be something you're going to like. You may not like it all, right. but I guarantee you're going to like something.
Well, tomorrow night, so we have what? A trios tag. So you're in a six-man tag tomorrow night on the card. Again, Holiday Bash, AEW Entertainment and Sports Arena. You were in a 10-man tag on Saturday in St. Louis. You're going to be in a four-way at the end of the month. Man, like, my head is spinning just thinking about all that. How in the bleep do you keep that all straight?
Well, I let all the other people in the match do all the work, and I stand there. So the more the merrier, I say. But tomorrow is going to be special with the six-man tag because it's going to be me teaming with Jay White and Hangman Adam Page, which they will be my opponents at the pay-per-view World's End. But we're going to be wrestling Jon Moxley, Wheeler Yuta, and Pac. And every time I step in the ring with Jon Moxley, somebody gets bloodied or stabbed in the head with a fork or, you know, pile driven through a table. So you never know what's going to happen. And I just expect the unexpected.
That's kind of like the deal with professional wrestling is how do we keep the audience from figuring out things ahead of time and it feeling or looking predictable? Am I wrong? Like from a behind the scenes perspective, obviously you want to put on a great performance. You want to entertain, but it's also like, you don't want them to kind of know what's coming. You want to be able to, you know, I guess send them for a little bit of a divergent path, if you will.
It's to make it, you know, I make the professional wrestling that I think I would like. I make the professional wrestling that I like. And I think if I like it, then I'm pretty sure the fans will like it too. It's just about getting the best possible reaction and evoking emotion, whether it's sadness or happiness from the person watching, because it's unlike any other form of entertainment. It's, you know, you can't go to a movie theater and start yelling at Iron Man to get up and watch out behind you.
Yeah.
But in professional wrestling, you can. Like, if you, when you're there in the crowd and you say, come on, Orange, get up, I'm like, okay, like, it gives you a little boost, you know?
Yeah, it's the most dynamic thing for me having watching this through black and white television miles back in the 60s, it's the crowd now, to me, is the most amazing thing, having been involved in professional athletics. That ain't fake. They're not paying people to go up there and be that enthusiastic. That's genuinely earned. And that, to me, has got to give you goosebumps when you go into arenas or hear people get you up. Even if you don't feel great, right, that's got to charge you up.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, like having an arena full of people cheering, it gives you that extra little bit that you need to finish. Yeah. Because, believe me, there are times I'm like beat up, yep, bloodied, sore, yeah, out of breath. And, the people coming up, is it just gives you that little adrenaline boost that you need to get it done. It's unlike anything. Yeah. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like professional wrestling in entertainment.
So when people say, "Oh, that, you know, it's fake, it's this, it's that," I always answer it this way. Yeah, you try it. Like what happened to you in Jersey November 20th, whatever it was. I don't even know how long it could possibly take your body to recover from some of the things that you guys do and some of the beatings, quite honestly, that you have to take to be a star in this game.
Yeah, and it's just, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Repetition makes perfection. It's just crazy. That whole thing was like, oh, it's fake. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, shut up. This isn't 1983. Like, shut up. Like, just come have a good time. Just relax. Have a good time.
Right. Well, and that's the thing too, is like, whether you go in person, like you have an opportunity tomorrow night, again, AEW Tix, that's one with one X, T-I-X, AEWTix.com, entertainment and sports arena, for AEW Dynamite's Holiday Bash, where you can see Orange Cassidy in a trios match, You know, like you never know quite what you're going to get when you go to a live show. Sometimes you never know what you're going to get when you watch it on television, either way, however you watch it. But the feeling when you're in a live show atmosphere and you hear the sound effects and the pounding on the mat and the chops, like, you know, I've been fortunate enough to sit ringside at your shows, the other company shows, what have you. I mean, you see the sweat pounding off of somebody's chest as they get shot. Like, to me, that's the awesome part of this is that, like, it's a little bit of everything for everyone, however you want to process it. But, man, is it cool to see it up live in front in color and to hear it and to see it and to sense it and to feel it.
Yeah, I've never, I have had people come to a AEW show and it was their first time watching professional mm-hmm. wrestling or, experiencing it. And not a single person was like, "I'm never coming back."
Yeah.
You get hooked. You get it. Like the moment that first bell rings, like, you understand and you feel it, and it's something that you'll want to come back and again and again and again. And please do, because I need a job.
So. Yeah. I mean, we all need jobs, right?
Well, the training and the thing about and recovery.
Yeah.
People take for granted.
Yeah.
That's not easy. You can't manufacture that. That's real. So how about you, as you age, mm-hmm. you get smarter. What have you learned that will benefit you for the next few years to come?
Yeah, that's, and also, we're much more knowledgeable now about certain things like ice baths,
that works.
They're great.
It works.
They have all, do they have all that stuff behind, backstage?
We
or?
Have a group of trainers right. that travel with us right. and they take care of us. They'll do the scraping and, the, but another professional wrestler for AEW, Darby Allin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Darby Allin's, he's the stunt man to me. Like, he is, He is the reckless, abandoned, like, he's a skateboarder. He's a stuntman. He does those nitro circus things where the cars. But like, he is big on recovery, and he's been kind of forced. Because I'm very lazy. I don't like to do things fast or at all.
Well, you do whatever you want, however you want.
But see, Darby's like getting me on to the, the ice bath,
the recovery,
the meditation, the yoga, and the stretching and stuff. So that is a huge part of it moving forward for a lot of us because, longevity is very
important. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
which is money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't have your body, what do they say in the NFL? If you're in the tub,
get the club in the tub.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy is our special in studio guest, along with Rick Doc Walker. I'm Chris Russell. AEW Dynamite Holiday Bash tomorrow night, Entertainment and Sports Arena here in Washington D.C. They come several times a year, but it's not every week, not every month. So a perfect opportunity. Get your tickets. AEWTIX.com. If you can't make it out, watch it worldwide on TBS. Orange will be with us for another couple of minutes on the other side. We'll take a quick timeout. No trending alert. We'll blow that off, and Orange will come on back because I got a couple of other questions that I wanted to ask. Again, AEW star Orange Cassidy with us in studio right here on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, 139, Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Good to have you with us again tomorrow night at the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C. It's AEW Dynamite's Holiday Bash starring Orange Cassidy and a cast of hundreds. Well, maybe not hundreds, but, you get the point. A six-man tag called a trios match with Jay White, Hangman Adam Page, versus John Moxley, Yuta, and Pac, part of the headline of the show tomorrow night. Again, if you can't make it out, TBS. Last Saturday, you were in a 10-man tag in St. Louis that I was just watching back because I was at the Army-Navy game, so I didn't get to see it live, right? So I watched it back this morning. And, and for a couple of minutes there, maybe I'm like, where's Orange? And I can't find you. And then all of a sudden, like, as the match builds to a crescendo, I see you and I'm like, okay. And then you take, I don't know what the move is, but you took like a reverse tombstone or whatever the hell you would call it. And you pop right back up like it didn't even affect you. And then you land a couple of orange punches to finish the match. That sequence, where do you find, I guess, that juice? Lack of a better term, where do you find that energy? How do you kind of go about executing all that, making it look as good as it did?
It's a lot of trust in everybody, and it's painful. It hurts.
It looked very painful.
You try to do the best you can.
Yeah.
And usually the moves that I give, because of my size, I'm not very big.
Right.
So I have to use my entire body to do certain things. And, tons of ice baths.
Tons of ice baths. No doubt. Well, I would think, like, and also, like, with the orange punch, right? Are you – now, how do you deliver that? Is that with, like, the back part of your hand so that you're not breaking your own fingers? Like, how do you generally go about that?
Yeah, I make a fist. And because people are usually taller than me,
mm-hmm.
I have to jump in the air and punch him in the chin. There's a game called Punch Out back in the day.
Sure.
That's like
Tyson's Punch Out, right?
Little Mac is me. Like, I have to jump in the air and punch you.
Yeah.
And that usually gets the job done.
Well, as long as you're not Glass Joe in that game, that's,
Yeah.
You don't want to be that.
Soda Popinski. He's another. There,
that's a good call. So you guys announced recently, All Elite Wrestling, that you're going to be there's going to be a new pay-per-view structure with streaming on Max and, of course, a re-extension of TBS and TNT. When you've been working for this, again, you were in the main event of the last paper. You'd be in the main event of World's End at the end of December, maybe you'll be the AEW World Heavyweight Champion, I should say. When you were a kid growing up, when you were a young man, could you have ever, envisioned it working out this way?
Absolutely not. I never thought I would come onto a radio show. You know what I mean? Like everything that's happening is just, I know people talk about this stuff where you've said like, you got to get like a vision board or you got to like imagine. It's like, I went through the mentality throughout my entire life of, what's in front of me? What do I need to do to get the job done? And then what, and then on to the next one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think hard work and commitment is the thing that successful people will tell you is the, you know, like I don't sit around and wish for things to happen. I go and make them happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that that's the difference of, that's why people ask me all the time. Did you ever imagine? Like, no, like I wear denim and put my hands in my pockets and jumped it. Like, I didn't think people would care about this. I was just doing something that I liked. I was just doing it because I liked it and other people liked it too. So,
well,
you
just
don't have somebody to bail you out. You're not on a trust fund list.
No,
you're bailing yourself out.
Right.
Yeah,
that's you're fighting for yourself. How do you extend the character though? Like, because you got a unique presentation. Obviously, as you mentioned, you're not the biggest dude in the world. How do you make the character more freshly squeezed, I guess?
Well, you know, I am not the same wrestler I was 5 years ago when AEW started.
Yeah.
And I think what AEW does better than anybody, actually what nobody does, AEW allows us as professional wrestlers to grow and change and evolve and develop, and they embrace that. I'm not just a one-note trick. I'm not like a one and done, one trick pony. Mm-hmm. Like I'm able to evolve, do different things, show you different things. And I think that is important because we do it's a live television show every single week.
Yeah.
Like that's so much content and that's so much like I think it's important that you have that. So, you know, to keep everybody interested and still keep everybody unique.
How chaotic is it backstage? Because Tony's in the gorilla position, right? And you've got all you guys back there milling around, doing whatever, different things, getting loose, what have you. How chaotic is it backstage to kind of like know what you're about to take on, how to execute it, kind of a mental plan in your mind, and then when you basically go out there, what is that feeling like, that pop?
I don't know. For people that don't really know me, I don't really like move fast.
Have something in common then. I don't move fast either. Different reasons.
I like to find the locker room and I hang out and I chill out and
I
put my jeans on. And then when they're like, okay, you're up, I'll mosey on over and then I'll go out there. I say that the fans are a part of the show just as much as we are because, you know, hearing them is our indication of, is this working?
Yeah.
Do you like me? Oh, you don't like me, you know? I try to make sure they cheer.
The AEW crowds are hot though all the time.
That's like, what's so amazing.
Yeah,
it's like you can be the cat's meow or you can be the villain. Either way, the role is pumps you up.
Yeah.
Just this brother's so mellow, and I can just see him flipping the script by the roar of the crowd. I would imagine the way to get to him is to have a quiet audience. I'd love to see how we would go into his brain. Because he's fueled, he's being energized through the crowd.
Well, do you feel it if there's a lull in the match and the crowd maybe is not as hot, or do you block all that out when you're in the ring and performing?
No, I always listen to the fans.
Yeah.
I think we all, I mean, that's the great part about professional wrestling is the fans are, you know, a part of it. And their reaction is very important. That's why I always say like professional wrestling is so different and unique. Like the fans will directly influence what's happening in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things change because of the fans, and that's the beauty of this art form.
traveling, you know, it can take its toll on you. Jet lag, all that stuff. Your body is, you know, kind of in an airplane, airport, what have you. You were in Kansas City, St. Louis, now in Washington.
It's not a once-a-week event.
No. Orlando right after Christmas. I mean, you're all, you know, zigzagging all over the place. You guys don't have to do as much international travel as the other group does, but that's coming. And certainly, you know, the big events in London in August and whatnot. How do you deal with all that? Is that a fun part of the job for you, or is it like, oh man, another freaking airplane?
Fun check.
No, I think if I feel like, oh, this is, I'm gonna travel again, or maybe I should stop.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the things being a professional wrestler that's so nice is the travel and is to go different places.
Right.
Like I was able to go to Japan. I was able to go to Australia. I was able to go to England. Like, these are all incredible places that I would never would have gone if it wasn't for professional wrestling. I also love going to, like, we're in Kansas City and now we're in DC, like going around and just being around professional wrestling fans,
right.
You know,
right.
That's finding them in the places around this country and really like feeding off their energy. That's the best part about it.
When you have, you know, the show is tomorrow night, so you have some time tonight, you maybe walk around, like, do people automatically, like, always recognize you, or can you somewhat bop in and out of anonymity?
Well, right now I'm wearing my T-shirt that is a picture of my face.
So yes, you are.
If they don't know who I am, they're still going to look at me like, why is this person, where is that him on his shirt? And yes, it is me. I don't know. People, the fans are cool.
Yeah.
If they do, like, hey, what's up, Orange? I'm like, what's up? And I keep walking.
Right.
It's all good.
Okay.
I mean, it's like Essex. There must be a lot of Essex.
Well, no, I mean.
We work with a legend, too. That gentleman over there pushing the buttons. Yeah, world-class
athlete. He's just one of the legends.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, he is.
You know?
Yeah,
See, like, when Doc walks around, it's like, you know, I mean, this is a
overrated.
Guy that, you know, that.
Overrated.
No, it's not overrated.
Overrated.
And, I mean, everybody knows who you are. They want to take pictures, you know, so I mean, I am in the throes of legends here on this show. You like coming to D.C.? I know you're a Jersey guy, not too far away where you grew up, but you like coming to D.C.?
I lay my head often in Philadelphia, so it was a quick little 3-hour drive that should have been 2.5 hours. But, you know, D.C. is a special place. We had our first ever Dynamite show here in D.C., and my career has always had a nice place in D.C. with the big monumental moments of my career. Mm-hmm. So, I wish we'd come back more, but...
A couple times a year, I think you guys were here. I can't even remember now. My brain is.
I don't know
somewhere.
Where I'm going week to week. Sometimes I go to the airport and they say, "Where are you traveling?" And I say, "I don't know.
I don't know."
Now you said basically you spend a lot of time in Philadelphia. I mean, obviously as a professional wrestler, you got to take care of your body physically, what have you, diet, whatever. Do you do a lot of any cheesesteaks, or are you a anti cheesesteak guy?
No, that's crazy. Talk about anti-cheesesteak. Like, cheesesteak is probably
the best.
One of the most perfect forms of food that you can have besides pizza.
That's also good too.
Yeah. So if you're in Philadelphia, go to Cleaver's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a nice
Cleaver's.
Cleaver's is a good place.
Yeah, Pat's and Gino's just have the long line, right? They're a little overrated.
It's the, you know, I don't want to talk bad on them because they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
That's a very specific type of cheesesteak.
You, gotcha.
you go to Cleaver's, you have a good time, and you also go to Angelo's Pizzeria on South Street. You know,
with or without onions, because it's not with or without; it's with or without.
With,
right?
Yeah,
with.
And always. You get onions on there.
Yeah, and the cheese whiz, right? As opposed to the natural cheese, right?
Well, so this is inside scoop. This is a breaking inside scoop.
Wow! Wait a second. Get the wrestling dirt sheets out here.
Thank you.
There we see, go. We're even giving to the breaking news sounder.
This is the new segment on the show. It's hot scoop with Orange Cassidy.
Love it.
You got to get your cheesesteak with Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Ooh.
First I heard of that.
Cooper Sharp
American
try
cheese.
Try that.
All right.
And then when you do try it, you're welcome.
All right.
Cooper Sharp.
Write that down, Matty, because my feeble brain is not going to remember that.
Philadelphia so, puck.
You know, yeah. I mean, I love it. Well, listen, we appreciate you so much for coming in and best of luck, obviously, tomorrow night at the end of the month. Again, December 28th, AEW World's End in Orlando, which is a cool place to hang out a little bit, too. You'll be in a fatal four-way for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. We're counting on you to win that. Hopefully you will. And best of luck. Thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate it. Have a great time tomorrow night. Merry Christmas.
Stay
happy
safe.
Holidays.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
You got him to get a haircut. Never seen him this clean.
Wow.
He's never
really
right? Genius. Looks, right?
It's a good it's
dude,
a good haircut.
For you.
I mean, it's a little too short, but
he went militaristic
this
for
way,
you.
This way, you know, I won't look like somebody took a drive out of my you know, now I just got to worry work on the rest of my physique.
No, you got a nice shirt. He's got a nice shirt.
Yeah, no, he's dressed up. Thanks. No, really.
Yeah.
Thanks, Orange.
This is big.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Orange Cassidy.
Orange is the man.
Go check him out and the stars of All Elite Wrestling tomorrow night. Entertainment and Sports Arena, AEWTix.com. If you can't be there in person, watch it on TBS. And, of course, Collision and everything in Rampage, everything in between. Pay-per-views at the end of the month, as we mentioned. Thank you so much for doing this. We're back in a flash right here on the Team 980
awesome.
And the Odyssey app. All right, once again, thanks to Orange Cassidy and All Elite Wrestling for coming in studio. That was great. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. I mean, obviously, we bounced around and talk a little bit in-ring, behind the scenes, what it goes and what it takes to be a professional wrestler, all the travel, coming here to Washington, D.C. We appreciate, again, them coming in studio, all presented by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know? A vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland. The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. All right, along with the DOC, we'll wrap up this hour. We'll get back on track and lots of Commanders to come and college football playoff and everything in between. And a bunch of other things that I want to get to with the DOC. We'll do that next. Coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.